Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on vacation. What you got cooking over there, Jeremy?
Well, later on this hour, we'll be taking hits from the bong. Well, we won't. We'll be giving away tickets to see Cypress Hill. That's two tickets to see Cypress Hill on August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. Man, how I could just kill a man, Rob.
There's something you just don't understand.
Yeah. By the way, I never told this story before. You got to call in later. Don't call in now. We'll tell you when. But when I was at HF Festival, I had a chance. I didn't smoke weed. I had a chance to smoke weed with Cypress Hill. I was hanging out with, I had kind of worked my way into a tent with Matt Pinfield. You guys remember him from, I forget the show he was doing that came on after wrestling, after WCW. It was like some rock show or whatever afterwards. And they had Dynamite Hack in there. They're the guys that redid the Eazy-E song, Boys in the Hood. And they turned it into like an alternative song.
Yeah.
So that was their only hit. So I was hanging out with them. And then Cypress Hill came in and they said, stay, smoke some weed. I didn't smoke. So I left. And it's like one of my biggest regrets. How do you not smoke weed with Cypress Hill?
Because you don't smoke weed.
It's like not doing cocaine with Sam Kinison, right? It's the same thing. No, I'm kidding. I know
what this show is now.
What?
The that show? Field, yeah.
It came on after wrestling.
I had to look up who you're talking about, yeah.
Was it like High something or like it, F Me? I don't know. I don't know what it was. But it came on after like WCW, and it was like later in the WCW years.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. So, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN, Philadelphia Philly star Bryce Harper stood nose to nose with Commissioner Rob Manfred during a meeting between he and the team last week, telling him to get the F out of our clubhouse if Manfred wanted to talk about the potential implementation of salary cap. This happened on Monday, just yesterday. The confrontation came in a meeting, one of the 30 that Manfred conducts annually in an effort to improve his relations with every team's player, that lasted more than an hour. It said Manfred clapped back at him. They went back and forth. Ultimately, they shook hands before the end of the meeting, although it's reported that Harper did not answer or return any calls to Manfred later on. So here's the thing about this, Jeremy. The Major League Baseball deal between the collective bargaining deal expires December of next year. If we're starting off this way, we're going to have a work stoppage in 2027.
There's no question. Like, we've said this.
It's funny that it happened, but in the interest of baseball, the business side of baseball, this is not good.
The problem I have is, like, again, I love Bryce Harper. I love him getting in the face of Rob Manfred because I think Rob Manfred's useless.
I think Rob Manfred's done a lot of great things for baseball.
He's terrible. He's a joke. It's a clown show, bro. And I don't like that, but, like, I've said for years, baseball needs a salary cap. It would make the sport so much better for fans. It wouldn't allow this stuff to go on. Like, people like, oh, we can't spend with the Yankees. We can't. What the Dodgers are doing now should be illegal.
It should be.
You know, so like, sure, you're going to just sit here and buy championships every year. And you could say in other sports they try to do it. And yes, they have to pay a huge luxury tax in some. But you're seeing it in the NBA now. NBA players, teams were getting rid of players they didn't want to get rid of so they could get under the first apron and then the second apron. So with this situation, I feel like baseball needs it. I don't feel like they're ever going to get it.
They're not going to get it because Bryce Harper represents the majority of baseball.
Didn't Vogt tell him that? They're never going to get it. Mm-hmm. Never going to get it.
Yeah, he did.
Whoop, 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 whoop. That wasn't, you didn't want that part of it.
Nah. Sorry, Vogt man. Also told him lies, which a lot of them going to be told when they try to get this new CBA deal done. Seriously, man, this is bad for baseball. It's funny. We laugh about it because we know Bryce Harper. Like no one is surprised that Bryce Harper did this. Am I right?
No.
But at the same time, damn, Bryce, is this how far we are already? We're this far apart now? Yes, that far apart.
Like with him, again, being so outspoken and being that guy that confronts him. So like when we hear this story of what he said to him and how this goes, you don't think like every superstar is going to feel just like him? There's no single player that's going to want a salary cap. Why are you going to try to limit how much I can make in a sport now where they're making ridiculous money? What other sport has contracts like Shohei Ohtani just got in Juan Soto?
None. Guaranteed.
You have to go overseas and look at what? Soccer? I'm assuming some of those, there's some of the highest paid guys in the world. F1? I don't know. Like, You'd have to look at what some of these guys are making. And then, of course, a lot of them make even more money off the field with endorsements. But it's, I mean, it's a ridiculous amount of money. And it's guaranteed. And we keep talking about the NFL, who has a salary cap. And it's like, if any sport shouldn't have a salary cap, it's that one to protect the players.
Yep. So it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, it's going to get way ugly. Way ugly before it even gets better. And I agree with you. I think we have another stoppage. And this is another one during Rob Manfred's tenure, who you like so much. And
I do like Rob Manfred.
He's terrible, man.
All the things that he's added to the game.
You're acting like he's the one that's added them. There are people around him that advise him on certain things. He's the one that called the World Series a piece of metal.
Okay,
he's the one that guaranteed we were coming back to play.
I understand that, Jeremy, and those things. But he's also the ones that did a lot of other things, too. The reason why the games are faster now. There's more action in the games. These are things that he helped spearhead.
I don't know that there. You consider more action in the game now?
Yeah, I do. I think there is. I think there's more action in baseball now.
The only
stolen
things,
bases, yeah.
Maybe. The only things that I liked were the three pitches where you throw over. I think that's great because it eliminates this BS of a pitcher hanging out there, leaving a guy in the batter's box and keep throwing over to first as the fans boo.
I hate that.
And, you know, there's some other things. The ghost runner on second base, I don't need it. The automated balls and strikes, why don't we have it already? You know, when we were coming back from the pandemic, what was his issue? And he didn't want to give any of the players any of their monies, the prorated contracts of what they should be making for it. We could have had 100 games. We could have had 80 games. Nope, we ended up with 60 because they dragged their damn feet. I think he's a buffoon that's in charge. That's what
I think. You can't blame him for all the bad and give him no credit for the good.
No, I can. It might not be fair, but
yeah,
I can.
Okay, yes, let's say that. I say that that's not fair.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Hey, man. I mean, it was kind of really disrespectful, though, man. I can't see like an NBA player going into Silver's face and talking to him like that, or Goodell going, a pro football player going in Goodell's face like that. So it was kind of disrespectful, but I understand.
I disagree. I absolutely could see an NBA player.
He came in his place of work to talk
about
this.
But I absolutely could see an NBA player getting in the commissioner's face. I absolutely see that happening. I disagree with that. You're talking about, number one, you're talking about capping my salary. You know, you already had that in the other sports, but the NBA, where the players run it, I absolutely see that. Not only do I see an NBA player doing it, I see the commissioner backing down knowing that the NBA player runs the league.
Well, Rob, I'm not talking about the cap. I'm just saying I can't see an NBA player getting in Silver's face.
That's what I'm saying. I disagree with that. Of all leagues, I see it happening there before anywhere.
What did you think he said, Mike? Because that's exactly what he said. What I'm saying is I couldn't see an NBA. I just said that's exactly what I could see happen. When it comes to money, don't be surprised. And I'm not the least bit mad at Bryce Harper because he came into his clubhouse. He's like, look, we're getting ready for a game. We're not in here to sit here and talk about
salary cap. Get out of here if you're talking salary cap. We're trying to play. 410-583-1057. Vinny Serrato joins us in studio, but on the other side is the Daily Line.
Yeah, so I had a better night last night. Gunner let me down. We called the Orioles over. That was a great game. It was Mo Gabba Day. The Orioles always win on Mo Gabba Day. Love the Braves over. Saying Gunner let me down, I think he and one other player, was it Jackson maybe? I'm trying to remember who it was that didn't get over 1.5 bases. Every hitter in the lineup either got 2 hits or over 1.5 bases, except the best player on the team.
Mike said he can't see Draymond Green getting in Adam Silver's face.
I can see Draymond Green getting in Rob Manfred's face. Anyway, I'll give you the plays of the day. There's a lot of great hitting spots. The weather supports it greatly. I'll tell you where to go with that. And we'll go over some WNBA plays for you as well. That's coming up next.
Ronald Acuna lifts it high and deep to left center. So long. A 2-run bomb for the Braves right fielder to tie this game in the third. Oh, 468.
There you go. That's courtesy of FanDuel Sportsnet. That was one of my top plays yesterday. The Braves over. Started off a little slow, and then, of course, you saw what happened. Strider got beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Rich Hill caught a couple of strays there, although he started off well enough. And it went over the total. We had the Orioles over, which was good. I went 2-3 in my top plays. Like the under in a WNBA game. And after the first quarter, and definitely after the first half, you knew you didn't have to watch the rest of it because it was going over the total. one of the craziest things that they couldn't miss. Could not miss a shot. And they scored over 100 points in the first half, which that's not typical for a WNBA game, especially one that has a total that's 156. So you knew that game was over. And I felt like in some of the other situations with yesterday's games, the Oakland A's game had some of the best hitting weather on the slate, and it just did not come through. They didn't score. It was like 4-1 yesterday or 4-2 or something. Today looks like another good spot. But with yesterday's games, the other one I missed was the Cardinals. If you got it at 8, you pushed. But I don't think most people did, so I counted it as a loss. Now, that being said, today, lots of interesting places to go. MLB weather supports an Orioles over. More so in the second game than the first, but I think both games are fine. Early on when I woke up, the Orioles total, I saw an 8. And I thought that was supposed to be Barrios and Morton. I don't see Jose starting in that first game now unless something changed. They took it down, and now I see the total's 10.5 in that game. I find it hard to believe if Morton and Jose Barrios, whatever, is pitching, that the game total is 10.5, but maybe it is. The bull...
That's undecided.
See, that's it changed. Like, that's... When I saw it at 8, it was... I'm glad I didn't put that game in as a play because, like... 10.5, going up 2.5 runs is saying that the pitching matchup is totally changing. So, and I know the Blue Jays bullpen's a little banged up as well. Now,
you know what's weird?
What?
The Blue Jays are undecided for the first game.
And the second.
But no, they say Laura.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They have Laura in the second.
Weird. How do you not know who's pitching the first game?
It was supposed to be Barrios, but did he come up with something today where they're like, hey, we don't want to pitch him? Do they want to wait a day? Because they clearly want him to pitch in this series, right? You want him... If you feel like you have a shot at an inferior opponent, and this isn't me dragging our team, but if you look at the records, they're an inferior opponent to the Blue Jays.
Right.
Like, you want to come out and make sure you don't get swept or have something goofy happening. And I get why you want Eric Lauer pitching. He's been fine this year. And anytime a lefty goes against the Orioles, yeah, I'm comfortable with that if I'm the other team.
Lauer? No, go ahead.
Yeah, like Mike Lowry. It's Eric Lauer. Just take the Y off. All right, here's the other support for weather. The Orioles over, Tigers under, Yankees over, one of the best spots. Max Fried's pitching that game against Rasmussen, I believe. Phillies over, one of the best spots on the board. Royals over, again, another great spot, and the Cardinals over. I am on the Phillies and the Royals over. They're two of my favorite plays today to go along with something that I pointed out to a lot of people, and if you've heard me talking about this, I like to attack pitchers that do something that I would consider an anomaly for the season this year, or like in today's baseball game. Pitching a complete game is an anomaly in baseball today. It doesn't happen anywhere near as often. Guys that throw no hitters, guys that are going for perfect games, what do? They allow them to stretch out their arms a little bit more and get taxed so they can pitch 9 innings, and they throw way more pitches, way more purpose pitches, and what the toll it takes on you. I'm going to give you two examples. Christopher Sanchez had a no-hitter going. He gave up a home run. He pitched a complete game. He pitched against the White Sox yesterday. What happened? The White Sox scored 4 runs off him. A guy that has an ERA sub-2 scored 4 runs off him, and the White Sox, as a 2-1 underdog, beat the Phillies. Brian Wu, great pitcher, right?
Woo!
Almost threw a perfect game against the Yankees. It got blown up late, but he threw a lot of pitches. His next start, for one of the best pitchers in baseball, got lit up for 6 runs. Now we have another situation today with Nick Lodolo. He threw a no-hitter in his last start. Lodolo is fine. He's okay. He gets the Dodgers today. I think they spank his ass. I swear. Like Christian Wilkins on the football field. I think they just get in there. And sorry, Joe.
That's his hero.
Put on That's the purple and black and grab his crack. Sorry. But no, this is one of those spots that you look at. Now, Tyler Glasnow's on the other side, and I understand the fear of Glasnow just being this big strikeout pitcher. The weather supports it. It's hot there. It's the Great American Small Park. And what do power pitchers in this league do? They struggle to hold runners. What do the Reds do? They run. Ellie's going to run. Oh. Matt McClain will run. I mean, TJ Friedel will run. You can look in that lineup. They've got guys, even the guys at the bottom of the lineup, they will run. And I think it's a perfect situation to take an over. Those are my three favorite plays today that I'm giving out. I love attacking starting pitchers that do something in their previous start that's out of the ordinary. And if you throw a complete game in today's game or you throw a no-hitter, I'm going against you in your next start. I also love attacking pitchers in their second start off the IL, an extended IL stay, meaning they haven't thrown a full game. They come out, they pitch well in their first game. Watch how many times. Go look at what happened to Frankie Montas this year in his second start. Not that he's a great pitcher, but you kind of get my gist. You could see that this happens from time to time. The one guy it didn't happen to was Logan Gilbert, who he's just been downright nasty. Now, as far as some of the other stuff I'm going to look at today, I think Pitt and San Fran going under the totals, interesting. I am interested in the Yankees-Rays over. I don't know if I'm going to be on it, just full disclosure. And I think the Angels are an interesting team tonight. WNBA, love the Sparks as a home dog. I think they pull off the upset. And I think Chicago and Washington goes under that 157.5. And, you know, some of the prop plays. These are the guys that are expected to go over two bases. I'll run through it. Jose Ramirez, Shohei Ohtani, Kyle Schwarber, Nicholas Kurtz, Jaron Duren, Teoscar Hernandez, Cal Raleigh, Brent Rooker, Will Smith, Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts just had some issues with his family. And there's also a woman that's claiming, there's two different women. One claiming she slept with a Philadelphia Phillies player and it was the worst sex she's ever had. There's another woman claiming that she's been sleeping with and has a guy in her DMs that's supposed to be a family man on the Dodgers. I hate when they do this. Like, do you want your, here's your attention. Like, are you going to tell everybody or not? Are you just going to do this thing? Like, you want to be a piece of garbage and trash some guy in the media, try to make your money? You want to pull the Shannon Sharp situation with and sue and get your money and then retire, whatever. But like, this stuff keeps going on, and Mookie Betts was dealing with a family issue. I think his stepfather died, who was in his life since he was like four.
Yeah.
So he went home to spend some time with his mom. We'll see if he's back in the lineup. Trout, Julio Rodriguez, Bobby Witt, Zach Neto, Ronald Acuna, Corbin Carroll, Bryce Harper. A lot of those are usual suspects. But as I'm pointing out, I look for the guys that are plus money or anywhere between minus 110 to minus 125. I don't even like going to 125. Those are the ones I try to find and bet. And the ones that stood out to me today, Zach Neto, he's minus 120. Teoscar Hernandez is minus 115. Kyle Schwarber's minus 125. I'm sure there's going to be some plus money guys that get over two bases. And I was looking at K's. I like Lodolo under. I like Fetty, yay, to go under as well. And the other one that I thought was interesting for an overplay was, who did I write here? Sorry, I can't even read my own handwriting. Oh, Sean Manaea in one of the nightcaps. So kind of where I stand today. Again, the three best spots, I'll just point them out. Philly over, Atlanta over, Dodgers over. Those are my three faves.
Real quick, Eugenio Suarez got hit on the hand yesterday.
X-rays negative.
Could be a free agent at the end of the year, but still, that's going to be, that could impact the trade market because he's gone. Also, Jeremy, you said Rasmussen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing just going to be Joe Boyle.
Oh, you're correct. You're correct.
Joe Boyle.
Rasmussen. So, full disclosure, I do all my
Yankees Rays.
And that's why the over even looks better if it's not Rasmussen. I do the these, what are they? What do you call them? Like a pre-pod on tomorrow's games.
Right.
And I talk about the weather in the games and I post that stuff on YouTube. And when I'm doing the game for tomorrow, it's like I'm doing that research and then sometimes I get my wires crossed. But you are correct. Joe Boyle is going today. And if you're not Boyle loyal, take the over.
There you go. Joe LaCroix on court at 9:45, but on the other side, Vinny Serrato joins us in studio with Training Camp Report on the Fan. We know what that sound is.
Don't you know I'm local? Two tickets to see Cypress Hill on August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. Call in now, 410-583-1057. Joe, one pair or two pair? One pair. So only one of you guys.
I can't sing the song?
If you want, you can keep going.
Give me two pair.
Oh, that one?
Cypress Hill. That's the one you didn't smoke weed with or whatever?
I never
on the radio.
I'm not saying I've never have now as an adult. I tried it twice. I prefer my edibles. But back then when I was playing basketball, I was so anti-weed or smoking anything. I didn't smoke nothing.
I've never had anything like that in my mouth, ever.
Joe, can you isolate that, please? I can use that. I can use that. In so many...
I said that on purpose because I knew Jeremy would like that.
He just wants to see my eyes light up.
Oh, really? Vinny, Jair Alexander, knee drained. I don't care how you try to spin this. That's not good in July.
No. Well, the thing that, Rob, that means there's something going on in his knee. You know, that's he's probably, I'm sure, because he's had, you know, knee issues in the past, I'm sure he's probably got arthritis in there or whatever. You know, I mean, that's what I got in mind. And any time my knee would swell up, there was, you know, there was something going on with a cartilage or something. You know, so, yeah, that when Harp said that, I'm like, that's not good. And, dude, Rob, the way that dude practices, I mean, he don't want to miss a rep. He practices hard as hell. Oh, he's 100 miles an hour in every, and he wants to go against the best player all
That's
the time.
That's great because he's cocky, he's arrogant, but he works hard. That's what That's what I like.
Like Deion.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, like that's something too, we're talking about the injuries, but what is it, why does it always seem like when injuries happen, they happen to the same group? It always feels that way, because when you lose one, then all of a sudden you can't afford to lose another one.
We'd always laugh, we wouldn't laugh about it, but every year it'd be like, what position is it going to be this year at camp? Because it's always, just like that, it's always a position.
It runs through an entire room.
Yeah, and they had, you know, Owize missed the other day, Armour Davis is now nicked. Bone, you know, fell on his shoulder. So, yeah, it's been what it does, it gives some other guys some opportunities to kind of give the coaches a chance to take a look at them.
Yeah, more reps.
Vinny, what inside linebackers jump off the page for you?
I don't think it really matters, Rob, other than Roquan, you know, just because they're the way people play defense now and the way the Ravens have played defense. Roquan will be on the field 100% of the time, and the other linebackers, you know, if Simpson is good enough, Simpson will be out there maybe 20%.
Really?
Yeah, otherwise, if you're putting your best players out there.
More safeties.
Yeah, corners, safeties. Yeah, that's who you're putting out there.
What happens, God forbid, I'll knock on wood, something happens to Roquan?
Oh, then that's not good.
Okay. I'm just talking about from a depth standpoint.
But let me just say this about Roquan, because last year, Roquan at this time, I thought he looked a little heavy. And I didn't think he played well at the beginning of the year. And Kansas City picked on him right out the get-go. And I think a lot of that was because, you know, he wasn't in the best of shape. I think this is going to be the best we've seen him. You know, he's got a new coach, so that's... That's, you know, I mean, Roquan, I didn't have that great a year, and Simpson stunk. Coach is gone, you know, secondary, safety sucked. Those coaches are gone. So, yeah, I like what I see there. And, Rob, most of those linebackers are special teams people anyhow. But first day pass, one of the things that impressed me was Falele's in shape, you know, because he could handle the heat. Those big guys, I mean... Just think, Rob, if you weighed 350 pounds and then you got to put the pads on and do all that. I tell you who's a, you know, Michael Pierce clone is Jenkins.
Really?
Oh, man. That dude is, you know, they got him listed at 360. He might be about 380. But, like, when he's not on the field, he got to go on the bike, you know, to keep himself in shape. But in the one-on-ones yesterday... He did a nice job because what does Lindenbaum have problems with? Size. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got a 360-pounder against a 290. He just walked him back twice, you know, with their two reps. Ajabo showed up yesterday. I was impressed. He had one move that was really nice where he bent the corner. He looked like he was at Michigan again. First time I've seen that where it was like glimmer of hope. With him. I thought Rosengarten did a nice job in the one-on-ones. Vannoy's not ready yet. You know, I mean, he's trying stuff. You know, like pitchers in spring training. You know, like if they're struggling, I'm just trying stuff.
And who's this?
Vannoy.
Vannoy, okay.
Yeah. I thought Ronnie Stanley, he's smooth. I thought Falele did a nice job on Matabike on the inside, and that's a good challenge for him. But Mike Green... Rob, Mike Green.
He looks fantastic, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks he just so natural, man. Like there's like he flashes plays like nobody else can do that on this
really?
Team. Oh yeah. Because Rob, there was a run. Keith Mitchell was going to the left. He's the left end, so it was going away from him. And he's sitting there and Keaton goes, so he cuts and Rob, the way that he can bend, you know, and like there's no wasted step. I'm like, holy crap.
To remind you of Von Miller a little bit with the bend?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it was like, whoa. Because he ended up making a play. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like.
And it went outside of him. The play was going on his outside?
No, Keaton cut it back inside, okay. And he came back in. But, I mean, the bend that he had, and it's like, there was not a wasted step there, not a wasted motion, nothing. It was like, whoa. You know, I mean, that's one, like, if you're the coach or, hey, Harbs, come check this out. You know, I mean, because it was really good. And then he had the last rep in the pass rush drill and he tried a spin move and stuff. I mean, it was good. And like on his first pass rush against 78 Lichtenberg, he just bull rushed him, you know, and they said, well, you didn't beat him. I walked him back to the quarterback, you know. I mean, he can kind of do
that's
it.
Also still a presence. Yeah, it's still a presence. Still a player.
Yeah, he's a player.
What stat is that, Jeremy? We have hits. We have – what stat would that be?
Quarterback
hurries.
Hurries.
Hurry,
yeah.
Hurry, 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 yeah. Hurry, hurry.
That's like if, you know, like, oh, wait. Didn't have a sack at Penn State. Had a lot of hurries. Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah. I didn't have any sacks, but I had a lot of hurries.
Yeah, he was late to some things.
The one that scares me a little bit is Deesa Isaac. I just don't see the explosiveness and stuff off the ball rushing a passer. Cause
did you see it last year from him, or no? Is it still like growth?
Well, at Penn State, he was opposite Abdul Carter, and Abdul Carter's a beast. So yeah. He's the type of guy that needs to get garbage sacks. Kind of like Oway does, yeah. You know, with his speed, effort. That's the kind of thing that Isaac needs to do. But, if Ajabo plays well, and Ajabo gets a lot more reps with the ones and twos than Adisa Isaac does, I don't see Isaac getting any reps with the ones and twos.
Vinny, since you've been with the team, we've talked quite a bit about it this morning. I said yesterday there was no way Christian Wilkins was getting released for just kissing a guy on the forehead. And now these videos come out of him with the Raiders – of him playing with the Dolphins, where at the bottom of the pile, he grabbed Josh Allen's hog.
No
he
way.
Grabbed somebody yeah. by their, yeah, like their.
And then remember in college when he did the little fancy split?
Yeah.
Stared at the.
In the championship game, he grabbed an Ohio State player by his ass crack, and his hands were all underneath. So I was saying this, like, I don't know that a player is going to get kicked off a team with his type of talent for just kissing a guy on the forehead.
And we know that.
I think they're doing him a solid by not releasing whatever the hell else went on. That's just my opinion. There's nothing.
And they won't release. They won't release who the other player is either.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one quick question. Malik Ham, what chance does he have?
Practice squad.
Okay.
You know, that's the best, you know, that he could be. Rob, you played quarterback too. I mean, like I played quarterback in high school and you know, make sure you get your hands in there tight underneath mm-hmm. the center, you know. And, right. and you
it's
know.
Like Drew Brees would gross me out licking his fingers with his hands under Max Unger's sweaty ass all day. He's licking his hands.
Yeah, I mean, you stick your fingers in there.
You got to get tack on the ball.
He got sweat on his hands from that dude's ass.
On this part of his hand.
No, man, come on. It ain't just getting wet back there. He's touching the ball. He's nasty.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, okay.
But he's not a quarterback. We're not talking about some quarterback pecker checker. We're talking about a defensive line.
No, that would be. I've never
speechless
seen that. You know,
I'm trying to think. What maybe the weirdest guy you would have had in one of your locker rooms would have been
Charles Haley.
I was just getting ready. Didn't he throw crap at somebody or something? Or you don't want? That, never mind, Vinny. You don't have to tell the story.
I'll tell one story. This is Charles. You know, and Charles is a pretty smart dude. He was in the hot tub. You know, the jacuzzi, you know. So I go down to get in, and he goes to me, I think Rob knows this. He goes, no white people allowed.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not white, I'm Italian. He said, okay, you can get in.
Thanks a lot, Vinny. You can hear more of him on Vinny and Haney Show. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Man, I ain't no Christian Wilkins.
That dude.
Joe, oh my all he God. Did was kiss the guy on the head.
No, did you
see
the videos now?
No,
Jeremy sent videos of things that y'all must have forgot.
I want to give credit to the guy that sent it to me because, and I'm going to butcher your name, man. And
y'all must have forgot.
Yeah, look, this whole story is, and I said it, like, there has to be something where he did something out of pocket. And I'm sorry, kissing another teammate on his forehead.
I don't believe that.
That ain't getting you released.
Now, I don't believe that.
So
maybe that was what did he do before? And they kissed him on the forehead. I don't. Yeah.
Dude, he might get picked up by Jiffy Lube. How many times he was checking dudes' oil?
Yeah, seriously, he checked somebody's oil while they were on the ground from behind.
He grabbed Josh Allen's junk at the bottom of the pile.
No, the one in college at Clemson. Yeah. I told you, Clemson,
Ohio,
Clemson.
State.
Who'd told you about the Fruity Pebbles. But yeah, the guy from Ohio State, he reaches over top of him and checks him.
It's not fair because he just gives him an old, how's your father? Like, it's just a little, it's a quick reach around,
that
right?
That ain't cool, man.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
He looked like he was trying to pick up a six-pack the way he was inserting his fingers and grabbing his junk.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins. And then the best part is Rob sees him do the split after the national championship, yes. And we all forgot about it. Like, who was that?
And then when he did it and he looked at the camera as he did it, I'm thinking to myself, that has a different meaning. That just got a different meaning. He throws his leg up, his right leg over his head, and just bounces down to the ground as he looks to the camera with a little spiciness. It just has a different meaning now.
So what do you do?
Back then you were like, okay, all right. Now you're like, okay, all right. And that's the encore for the day. Did have a little bit of different spiciness to it when you look at it again.
Yeah.
You know, and then when he gets down on the ground, he bounces up and down.
Yeah, you got something going there.
Yeah, man. It hit a little bit different after all of this. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Upon further review, the day is National Lipstick Day. All you ladies out there, the day is also National Lasagna Day. I love lasagna. Lasagna is I love Italian food, but lasagna is clearly my favorite Italian.
No, I went to Missoni's after the boxing match the other night.
How was that?
And you said grab the lasagna, and I didn't, but I got some sort of gnocchi dish with chicken.
Well, that's
it
good, too.
So good,
that's
man.
Good, too.
So good, but I wanted to try the lasagna.
You gotta get the lasagna next time. I'm telling you, man, it's so good. And today is National Chicken Wing Day. Who has the free wings?
I mean, there's a lot of places. I think Buffalo Wild Wings is doing something. Wingstop.
No.
Popeyes has something.
Yes.
With free wings. So again, there's a bunch of places out there. You can look it up online and find out all the places. And by the way, if you want to see the Christian Wilkins video, I did share it on Facebook for all the out-of-pocket stuff he was doing.
That was really out-of-pocket. Some birthdays in sports today. Teddy Atlas turns 69. Former NFL linebacker Jeff Harrod turns 59. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Mike Williams turns 57. And today, Dak Prescott, Cowboys quarterback, turns 32. Former baseball player Ryan Braun and former baseball player Chad Billingsley share birthday today. Joe, who's older?
I feel like this one's going to be close because I had their rookie cards, and that was like 2002 or 2003. I'm going to say Billingsley.
Why am I not remember? What's Billingsley? Why am I not remembering?
Pitcher. I think he pitched for the Dodgers. And
yeah,
somebody
he was
else.
A rookie with the Dodgers.
I'll go Billingsley.
Billingsley?
Yeah.
Ryan Braun today turns 45. Chad Billingsley turns 41.
Ooh.
Okay, never mind.
A lot younger than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll start it off with this. My boss hates when I shorten his name to Dick, probably because his name is Steve.
I like that.
Survival tip. If zombies attack, go to Costco. They got cement walls, years worth of food, and tons of supplies. And on top of that, they can't get in without a membership. It's like, yuck. All right, I have one that I just love today, and I'm going to finish with that one. The Beastie Boys announced an upcoming 5-part anthology collection. You can get parts A, B, C, and D for free, but you got to fight for your right for part E. I asked my wife if she's a banana. She said, why? I told her, because you are appealing. That's bad. There's some bad ones in here. Why do incels never win at chess? Because they can't mate. What do you call a French guy fighting a tiger? That would be Claude. I overheard my roommate telling a joke during a Zoom meeting, but no one laughed. She couldn't understand why she wasn't remotely funny. Yes, remotely funny. I'd never let my children watch the orchestra. There's too much sax and violins. Sax and violins. And I'll finish with this. Oh, hold on, here you go. A guy made a wooden car. This isn't the last one. It had a wooden chassis, a wooden engine, wooden wheels, and it wouldn't go. And lastly, this one. I think this one's so good. What's the difference between a camera and a sock? A camera takes photos, and a sock takes five toes.
Hello, Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.